From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. It was a tough day of questioning for President Bush's pick to be ambassador to the United Nations. At the confirmation hearing for John Bolton, Senate Democrats blasted him as the wrong man for the job. They say he's been too blunt in his criticism of the UN, and some accuse him of putting pressure on intelligence analysts while serving as the State Department's point man on arms control. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Delaware's Joseph Biden, set the tone for a heated confirmation process.
We need a strong voice in New York who knows the UN and who can advance our reform agenda. But we don't need a voice which people may not be inclined to listen to. And I fear that knowing your reputation, and your reputation known well at the UN, people will be inclined to tune you out. Some have said that sending you to New York would be like sending Nixon to China. I'm concerned it'll be more like sending a bull into a china shop.
Democrats read out statements and aired a 1994 video of Bolton's most notorious comments about the UN.
There is no United Nations. There is an international community that occasionally can be led by the only real power left in the world, and that's the United States, when it suits our interest and when we can get others to go along.
While Democrats argued this proves his disdain for the UN, Bolton made a distinction between what he said as a private citizen and his current role as a representative of the Bush administration.
If confirmed, I pledge to fulfill the President's vision of working in close partnership with the United Nations. The United States is committed to the success of the United Nations, and we view the UN as an important component of our diplomacy.
The 56-year-old Yale-trained lawyer said he's been consistent in his criticism of the UN, always highlighting the need for American leadership to make the world body more efficient and effective. But it was not just his blunt language that was on trial today. Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry highlighted the need to fully examine whether Bolton put pressure on intelligence analysts at the CIA and the State Department.
We've just come off the most massive intelligence failure in our history. And we recognize that there are serious questions still outstanding about the degree to which that intelligence was manipulated. And so it is vital to the security of the American people whether or not Mr. Bolton, in his position, was party to the same kind of activities. And that's the question with respect to Mr. Westerman.
Christian Westerman, an analyst in the State Department's intelligence shop, had a run-in with Bolton back in 2002 when Bolton was preparing for a speech in which he alleged Cuba had a biological weapons program. Foreign Relations Committee staffers have been investigating whether Bolton tried to get Westerman transferred for being too soft on Cuba. Bolton said he had nothing to hide.
There is nothing there. And I would put it all out on the public record, all of it.
But Democrats pressed on. Connecticut's Christopher Dodd said that State Department officials have told committee staffers in interviews in recent days that Bolton did try to get both Westerman and an unnamed national intelligence officer transferred.
They claim independently that you asked for this man, Mr. Westerman, or this NIO, to be removed from their job. Every one of them have said this. These are your people in some cases have said it. I'll quote them for you here, what they said.
Senator, and that's one reason why I'd like all these transcripts to
be
released.
Well, I've asked unanimous consent they all be laid out there. So I'm going to ask you once again. Did you ask for these two people to be removed from their jobs?
No, I said that I wanted in the case of Mr. Westerman, that I had lost trust in him and thought he should work on other accounts.
Committee Chairman Richard Lugar, trying to keep the confirmation process moving along, said he doesn't believe this story is as grave as Democrats would have it. Some Republicans dismissed it as a simple management issue. Committee members will continue to look into the story when they hear from the former head of the State Department's Bureau on Intelligence and Research, Carl Ford, tomorrow. Bolton's nomination could be blocked only if a Republican votes against him. Anti-Bolton advocates are leaning heavily on Lincoln Chafee, a moderate from Rhode Island, who did raise some concerns with the speech Bolton made about North Korea.
As the six-party talks commence with North Korea, you gave a speech that some would say undermined the stated policy of the State Department at the time.
Senator, on that speech, I can assure you that speech was fully cleared within the appropriate bureaucracy. Everybody who should have had a chop on it did have a chop on it. It was given with a full knowledge and understanding of the department as a whole.
Bolton described life in North Korea as a hellish nightmare and said the country's leader was a tyrannical dictator. The North Koreans responded by calling Bolton human scum. But Bolton says his rhetoric reflected the Bush administration's policy and says he intends to continue speaking on behalf of the administration if confirmed as ambassador to the United Nations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.